Dr. Pinsky, continuing dictation on Roger Yale. I got myself disconnected. He followed up with Dr. Sarkos through 4/25/22 period. Final diagnosis included complete traumatic metacarpophalangeal amputation of the left ring finger, from which he was doing extremely well. Brady may return to full duty capacity with no restrictions. Period. Within the operative report, Dr. Sarkos describes there was an amputation through the distal aspect of the distal phalanx involving approximately 90% of the nail plate. The decision was then made to proceed with an amputation revision with primary closure. A guillotine type incision was made through the DIP joint with a 15-blade scalpel. The head of the middle phalanx was decorticated and contoured with a runger. He then completed the remaining steps in this procedure. Physical exam. Extremities upper, he rolled up his sleeves to facilitate visualization. Inspection revealed healed surgical scarring and an amputation at the distal interphalangeal joint of the left ring finger. There was moderate tenor palpation at the remaining stump. The rest of that is normal dynamometry. And there was similar grip strength on the left and the right by hand by jammer hand dynamometry. New paragraph. On 3/5/22, Roger Yale sustained direct trauma to his left ring finger from a dumpster. He was seen at Inspira and temporized pretty quickly. Was seen by Dr. Sarkos and proceeded to surgery. This was done on 3/15/22. He followed up postoperatively along with occupational therapy. As of 4/25/22, Mr. Yale was discharged to full duty. New paragraph, the current examination found amputation of the left ring finger at the level of the distal interphalangeal joint. Motion of the remaining finger joints was full. He had intact strength by manual muscle testing and hand dynamometry. There was moderate tenor to palpation about the stump of the left ring finger. New paragraph, there is 25% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left third parentheses ring close parentheses finger. End.